This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. What did Carrie Packer say after one of his heart attacks? He said, "I'm not ready to go yet." What a brave statement. As though Carrie Packer was larger than death. No one, however famous or wealthy, can escape death. And for most of us, it comes uninvited. We really don't want it. It's unwelcome. It's an intruder. And so we might put on a brave face. But most people, I think, have a sense of panic or isolation or despair, and if we're really honest, we're not really that happy about coping with the fact that we're going to die. All ages and cultures find the thought of death traumatic because it unnerves people. Do you know that 19 times the Bible calls the prospect of death a shadow? It looms ahead as a shadow. Humans, we have a 100% mortality rate. So this is no laughing matter. I've conducted many funerals over my working life as a minister, and I've seen firsthand how some people handle this. Some are devastated. They stand beside a coffin. They just don't know what to do, what they're confused. Others are less distressed. They might feel numb. And the world sees physical death as a closure, as a meaningless thing. And I can often say something like this. Death is not like a railway line. You come to the end of the line, there's nowhere to go. Death is better pictured as a valley that people cross to go from one place to another. Jesus was the first one to successfully cross the valley of death and rise again to new life. And so death is just the beginning. It's the opening of a door. And that does frighten people. But Jesus said this, some wonderful words, "I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Corrie ten Boom wrote the well-known book, The Hiding Place. And when she was a little girl in Holland, her first realization of death came after a visit to the home of a neighbour who had died. And it impressed her that someday her parents, her mum and dad, will die. And Corrie's father said to her, "Come, when you and I go to Amsterdam, when do I give you your ticket?" "Oh, just before we get on the train," she said. "Exactly. And our Heavenly Father knows when we're going to need things. So don't run ahead of him, Corrie," he said. "When the time comes that some of us will have to die, you look into your heart and find the strength that you need just in time." You might have heard of Hudson Taylor, who founded the China Inland Mission. And in the closing months of his life, he said, "I am so weak. I can't read the Bible. I can't pray. I can only lie still in God's arms, just like a child, and trust him." What I'm trying to say is that death is not the end of the story. And of course, we all want to live to an old age, but we cannot find a cure for death. It's going to come. But the good news is that death is not the end of the story for those who know Jesus Christ. The Bible says that what lies ahead is terrific, because in 2 Corinthians 5, in the New Testament, we discover this. We know, it says, that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal home in heaven that's not built by human hands. That's a tremendous, a beautiful verse. No matter how well you look after your body, one day it's going to stop. But God has prepared a home for you in the heaven. So read your Bible, especially the New Testament, to find out about this. The Christian perspective on death and dying really is the answer to finding peace of mind. You don't have to guess. I heard about someone talking to their minister. "I don't know what's going to happen to me," he said, "but I know that God is good. I'll just trust that whatever happens, happens. I don't know. Do I need to repent?" It's like pulling into a four-way intersection in your car, letting go of your hand off the wheel, flooring the pedal, and then just guessing. No, it's more than that. It's trusting God. God has already said, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life." I'm going to trust in God. Jesus certainly has provided some answers. It's not just letting your hands off the wheel. It's about looking into the answers. Thank you, dear Lord, that we're not left to sort of struggle through life as we think about death. It is no laughing matter. It's there because we're all going to die. But you have the answers to eternal life. And I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.